they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
From the origin to the restrictions and rules placed as a result, and ultimately to the treatment, there are more falsehoods than truth regarding everything involved with the COVID-19 global pandemic. Why was the publicly purposely lied to? And will there be any accountability for those lies? I'm Skynell Hughes, and this is Perspective. On March 11th, 2020, shortly after 12 p.m., the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a global pandemic. And while many had been covering the spread of the virus since the beginning of January, this announcement meant society could no longer ignore this mysterious virus, which was appearing in almost every country around the globe and causing symptoms ranging from a simple cold to a deadly respiratory infection. Because so little was known about the virus, the global population overwhelmingly turned to health experts for guidance in protecting our health and the health of those we love. Next, they turned to the government to help put in the policies that would put the odds of overcoming this virus in our favor. Now, in a perfect world, the experts and a country's leadership would be honest, take the people's trust in their most vulnerable state, and do what was necessary to fight this microscopic enemy. But we do not live in a perfect world. And this was greatly demonstrated by the team of doctors and politicians who daily told us the only way to fight this virus was to no longer use common sense and relinquish various freedoms, all in the name of public health. Well, the result? To date, more than 7 million people have died as a result of the COVID-19 virus. The United States suffered the most loss, with over 1.2 million deaths attributed and more than double the amount of cases than every other country in the world. From an economic standpoint, well, it's very hard to measure the economic losses suffered because of the COVID-19 pandemic. In America alone, the toll it took on the national gross domestic product is double the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009, and 20 times the economic devastation following 9/11. The global economy was around the same devastating pace, with a loss of more than $8.5 trillion. Now at the helm of this crisis was Dr. Anthony Fauci, who became a household name almost overnight. Hailed as a hero at the time, to question Dr. Fauci was seen as a virtual death sentence.
As a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Attacking science. We could see why a cult-like following quickly formed for everything Dr. Fauci did or said.
Social distancing is really physical separation of people, where in circumstances where there are crowds, you remove yourself from very close contact.
Even though there are breakthrough infections with vaccinated people, almost always the people are asymptomatic. And the level of virus is so low, it makes it extremely unlikely, not impossible, but very, very low likelihood that they're going to transmit it.
You wear a mask, they wear a mask, you protect each other.
Well, except years later, leaked audio tapes played during a House Oversight and Accountability Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic revealed Dr. Fauci's real opinion.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So how did the American team, led by the director of the National Institute of Health, Dr. Anthony Fauci, put into place a policy that had such devastating results? And do recent revelations by Dr. Fauci reveal he knowingly lied in his public statements to justify his actions? Let us bring in our guests to discuss. We have Steve Malzberg, host of The Steve Malzberg Show, and Steve Abramowitz, who is the host of The Heartland Journal, and Carter Clues, president of the Constitutional Rights PAC. Thank you so much for joining me on this. I want to start with you, and I'm going to go with Steve Abramowitz on this one. I want to start with these origins. Now, the original story was about a bat in a wet market in China. Senator Rand Paul called this a lie almost immediately and pressed Dr. Fauci and other members of the scientific community about the origin and if the United States had anything to do with the creation of the virus. Do you believe that the National Health Institute and the World Health Organization purposely withheld and lied about COVID and other gain-of-function research?
I lived 1 mile from Ground Zero, the nursing home in Kirkland, Washington, and saw Cuomo and other governors put elderly in homes to make it worse and get the numbers up. So yeah, I call him Mr. Fauci because I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. He should lose his license and worse. He has a new book out called On Call, taking no responsibility for his emails that tell us exactly what you just said. He knew about this decades ago. And you know, I doubt he brags about all the royalties he and his scientists collected, but instead put the blame on Trump for everything, even though he'd been signing off on money for gain-of-function research long before Trump was even elected. And his wife was the chief ethicist officer at NIH, so allowed it all, like Bonnie and Clyde. Sorry to say, Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul was on to him. They just told Josh Hawley it came from a wet market still. These are evil people. And of course, he went on Maddow and Colbert first to sell his book. She said it stopped COVID, so she's complicit, and he danced with syringes. They think it's funny. I don't.
It's not. And Steve Abramowitz, let me just tell you, in that book, just to save anybody from spending their $19 before it hits the clearance bin, Dr. Fauci doesn't even talk about COVID-19 very much in the book. It's very little. In fact, everything is about everything else he's done. He does not even want to continue to go on the record. Maybe he thinks he might be held accountable down the road. But Steve Malzberg, does this demonstrate how much Congress has no oversight or knowledge of what they are funding as it concerns appropriating money to the NHI and other research universities?
Oh, I think without a doubt it speaks to that. I mean, I was going to say that this goes way beyond, just COVID-19. And I think what we've seen from Fauci is, you know, denial, 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 denial. And then, of course, he says, well, I never denied that the possibility existed that this was all started in a lab somewhere, of course, in a lab in China, most likely. And of course, we know that what he did and the impression was that it was just, you know, happenstance. Look, we already have predictions from a former head of the CDC just not too long ago saying the bird flu is coming. And it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So they know, and he mentioned a lab experiment way back at one point as well, vaguely. I don't remember the particulars. So we don't know what's going on in this world by a long shot, and it's not good, and it's dangerous, and we are going to be the victims of it as we have, and it's not the last time, and it's coming again in one form or another.
Well, Steve Abramowitz brought up the idea of the politicians, and I do want to get to the politicians' accountability, but let's go back to the scientific community on this one, because that's literally where this basically starts. Before we even get to the politicians, it was the scientists. Carter, do you feel like the scientific community sold out its credibility to keep these research dollars flowing into their departments and organizations?
I feel the scientific community lied because they were headed up by one of the premier liars of all time, and that's Anthony Mengele's Fauci. Fauci has lied his entire life. He has made a very good living lying, $543,000 a year, highest paid bureaucrat in history. He went to Reagan and lied about AIDS, lied about it. And only Larry Johnson of ACT UP threatened his life stopped him from continuing. He went and tried the same stunt with George Bush with the bird flu. Then he went to Trump because he knew Trump was a germaphobe, and he quoted statistics from Neil Ferguson that he knew were lies, absolute lies. You two guys know Neil Ferguson, right? I mean, you can't get a more notorious liar than the British epidemiologist Neil Ferguson. The Daily Mail said, if Neil Ferguson tells you Christmas is on December 25th, he's probably lying about the number. So Fauci walked into the Oval Office knowing he was lying in order to create a panic. If Fauci had been 6 inches taller, we would have never had a COVID hoax. It's just that simple.
6 inches. So now we're going to blame height. Okay, fine. We'll give it on to that side of it. But, you know, Carter, I like that.
Short people.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that one. That's getting a little bit too far. But I do want to talk about the fact that we don't trust politicians. We don't trust lawyers. Very rarely do you say that you don't trust a scientist. That was never, I think, pre-COVID. Wasn't on most people's industries that they did not have trust in them. They wanted to have, I think most people thought that people that were in the science community were for us. But now we're finding out this flip-flopping. So I'm going to go Steve Abramowitz. One of the most crazy things that Fauci did is he completely flip-flopped on his masking recommendations since the start of the pandemic. In March 2020, Fauci said there is no reason to be walking around without a mask. Listen.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.
So by June, that was with the mask, was what he was originally saying. By June, however, Fauci began touting masks as essential for stopping the spread.
Keep the distance physically and wear a mask. So although there appeared to be some contradiction of you were saying this then and why you're saying this now, actually the circumstances have changed.
Okay, I was wrong. It's the other Steve, Malzberg. During Fauci's House transcribed interview 4 years later, when asked by Republicans about masking children, Fauci said he didn't recall ever reviewing studies about the effectiveness of their protection for children. Confusing? Maybe. Purposeful? That's what I want to ask you. Will there ever be any punishments or consequences for Dr. Fauci or others who did not tell the truth, specifically when they're on record and they're contradicting themselves just a few years later?
Absolutely not. I mean, you could hold your breath and that isn't going to be a good outcome for you. That's just not going to happen. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, you know, what you played, the 2020, that was 4 years ago. I mean, we have a Republican House. I mean, and I'm not putting the blame on them. It's just not going to happen. It's not in the cards. It doesn't happen, and it won't happen. I mean, Governor Cuomo from New York was called the other day to testify about, you know, what the nursing home deaths. Nothing's going to happen there either. But as far as the masks, you heard Fauci on 60 Minutes say, no, you know, no, nobody should be walking around with a mask. March of 2020. No. But because it'll take away the mask from those who really need it. In other words, sacrifice the common person, save the mask right now because there's not enough to go around for the people in the hospitals, the doctors, the first responders. So he was willing to sacrifice, in my mind, the average person. Nah, don't put on a mask. And then, you know, social distancing. He denied that he came up with social distancing of 6 feet, blamed it on the CDC, and then said in testimony the other day, but you can't publicly call out your sister organization. Really? So you disagreed with the 6 feet all along, but you couldn't say anything because they were the CDC? This is all nuts, but nobody will suffer consequences, period.
Okay, but here's the thing, and I want to bring this to you, Steve Abramowitz, on this, because we can talk about the scientists, you bring up Cuomo, you bring up the politicians, but their defense was, we were just listening to what the scientists were telling us. That Cuomo said he made his decisions based on the scientists, at least at first. Trump says the same thing. President Trump at the time says that he was just following the guidance of the scientists. So is it fair to really hold the politicians like Cuomo, Trump, and others, even Gavin Newsom, to actions that were based on bad information?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'm not stupid. The Spanish flu had more deaths from masks than from the Spanish flu. So his first lie was that masks don't work so that there wouldn't be a run on masks so the doctors would have them. So if your doctor lies to you one time, they're no longer a doctor, in my opinion. I'm not going there to say, hey, do I have cancer or do I have a bad sniffle? I want the answer to be truthful. So they basically repealed informed consent, which came out of the Nuremberg trials. If injecting you with something or cut off something or for women surgically add something unnatural, you need to be informed. You know, we just had the 80th anniversary of D-Day, right? 6-6. On 6-5 and forever before, there was no such thing as informed consent. So the Nazis could do their Frankenstein experiments. But after the defeat of Nazis in Nuremberg, that was never to happen again. So the folks at NIH and FDA and politicians and lawyers and judges and doctors decided to repeal informed consent. They censored people like me that looked at the true science and harm and history and what it was doing to kids in schools and families stuck in abusive households on lockdown, also scientifically not sound, and the poor beagles like Snoopy and the torture that Fauci did. He should go to jail for that alone. You know, where are the PETA and Save the Whales folks on that? All of a sudden, the left is rallying around dear Dr. Fauci. Well, the orphans in the Bronx don't like him either. Some sick stuff. You can Google all this. And he says at the end of his book, at times, I'm deeply disturbed about the state of our society. We have some complete fabrications become some people's acceptable realities. Well, that's him. He's the fake pandemic since the 70s made people fear doctors and, like the boy who cried wolf, mistreatments to avoid bad medicine. Sorry, I'm not a doctor, but I'm not stupid.
Common sense is a beautiful thing. Steve Malzberg, Steve Abramowitz, Carter Clues, stay right there. Because I want to look at the motivation behind the original creation of the virus, the vaccine, and what we can do to make sure this does not happen again. We'll continue our discussion after a quick break. Welcome back to Perspective. I'm your host, Scotty Nell Hughes. Let us bring back at our panel Steve Malzberg, host of The Steve Malzberg Show, Steve Abramowitz, host of Heartland Journal, and Carter Clues, president of the Constitutional Rights PAC. Thank you so much for joining me. I love the fact that I have two Steves on. It always makes it fun. But Carter, since we didn't get to talk much with you in the first segment, I want to start with you. How does the United States actually justify spending money on gain-of-function research in other countries? And why do other countries allow us to do our research in their borders?
Well, it's a good question. First, may I say that this is the Nuremberg Code. Yeah. Folks, look it up. Look it up. Eight he violated. Eight of the principles of the Nuremberg Code he violated. I want to make that point. Now, as to gain-of-function research, why do they do it? Because we pay them so much money. Don't ever think that part of the reason that we are sending billions more into Ukraine is not to cover up gain-of-function research for biological weapons. They found 12 sites in order to do more of this science that is killing people. Science that is killing people. So it's, you know, it's the power of the dollar. It's the power of the dollar. And thank God the petrodollar is going out of style. Soon we won't be the reserve currency, and that blackmail is going to end. Thank God.
Steve Malzberg, you know, Carter brings up a very good point. This happened in China. We now know there was gain of function research happening. We're still allowing it to obviously continue in other states. Why would a world, I get money, but what does it mean about a leadership that is so desperate to sacrifice the health of its own land, the people of its own land, just to get a dollar to put into their bank account? What does it say about the leadership of that country who accepts money to put this harm in their backyard?
Well, obviously, it's evil. I mean, they don't care about their people. They're willing to make sacrifices, and there are a lot of governments that would take that make that sacrifice to get that financial gain, and it's scary. It's scary to think that it's still going on. We haven't seen the end. I don't know about the origination of this bird flu that everybody's talking about. We know it's killing cows, et cetera. But, you know, Scotty, you know, I have doctors, you know, tell me, hey, or ask me, did you get this vaccine or did you get that vaccine yet? And what as a result of COVID and those vaccines, I'm hesitant now to get vaccines that maybe I do need and maybe I'd be smart to get. But I'm really like, what's it going to do to me? You know, I mean, it's messed everything up for me. And I think for a lot of other people and a lot of people who are at an age where doctors are telling them you should get this and you should get that. And I'm saying, whoa, I had my COVID vaccines. Look what happened to people who took the COVID vaccine. Not only did they get sick, you got young people that are dying for reasons that they never died before. So it makes you think, and it's a shame that that has happened.
Steve Malzberg, you are exactly correct. You know, both my children, I followed along the traditional schedule suggested by a pediatrician. I've got two going into college. And I have to tell you, my husband and I are having serious discussions. We never had them when they were going into kindergarten. Serious discussions if we're going to get these final panels on our children to go to college based on what we've seen develop amongst their peers just in the past few years. Thanks to this COVID vaccine, it's a very good argument, conversation that's happening. Steve Abramowitz, here's the problem. Do you think the majority of the world, or even the United States population, feel they were wronged at some point by their government in the handling of the coronavirus? And if they do, what are they doing about it?
Yeah, you can see it. They're skipping their regular physicals. They're skipping their cancer treatments. They're skipping their doctor's advice because the boy who cried wolf syndrome, it's out there. I mean, now you look at these revisionist history in their books, like Deborah Birx before him, putting the blame on governors that she oversaw, the exact opposite of, say, Hunter Biden saying he wasn't on drugs in court when he signed the federal purchase for a gun. Oops, it's in his book. You know, world-renowned doctors like Peter McCullough and Ryan Cole, who were canceled and actually treated COVID and no science, were on to Fauci very early. Scott Atlas brought into the Trump administration. RFK's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Pierre Corey, Dr. Tenpenny has been on my show. She told us the vaccine was a gene therapy, not a vaccine. So anytime Fauci went on and said it was a vaccine, you had to say, well, no, he's lying. You know, and vaccines aren't safe and effective anyway. I had the editor of Turtles All the Way Down, a great book, goes back to the first vaccine for polio and how it was never tested to show safety. Autism rates are up at the same time childhood immunization schedules up to 70 now. Peanut allergies, Asperger's, many adverse reactions. The media won't tell us about possibly related to vaccines and mercury in the vials. But who knows? They won't tell us. And so we can't trust the media either. Especially right. These doctors on television and censors that the medical journals like JAMA. So it's been a few years now, and we're seeing the died suddenly cases when athletes exert themselves and the autopsies are pulling out long yarn-like blood clots of vaccinated people. You aren't seeing that in unvaccinated people. Turbo cancers were unheard of, recurring cancers and drops in birth rates. I mean, unless the water is going bad, something was introduced into the world that made these illnesses show up. And in South Africa, they were allowed to prescribe ivermectin. Tell me if I'm wrong, doctors. And everyone is okay down there. Here they call it horse dewormer and told you Joe Rogan right. was crazy.
It's really interesting. And Carter, you know, here's the thing about this vaccine. Why? Do you have to wonder, did Congress know that this vaccine was rushed through, that this vaccine was pushed through, that there was nothing, there was no real science behind it, wasn't going to prevent anything? Because they actually gave a covering for all the pharmaceutical companies to not be held financially liable for anything that happened as a result of this vaccine. Do you think Congress actually already had the heads up that this vaccine was a total farce? And if that's true, do you think Congress would hold themselves accountable for the wrongdoing?
Yes, they knew it was a farce in 1987. And you have to remember, Fauci was in power in 1987. Congress passed a law that you cannot sue for vaccines. Anything they do to your children, to you, you're not allowed to sue. So Congress knew, and they had their cover in place. And there is absolutely no doubt this vaccine is wreaking havoc. And those are the people who are dying. The other day, Fauci was in Congress, said 5,000 people are dying a day, 5,000 people a day. He knew that was a bogus figure because the CDC repudiated that figure in June, and he was using a figure from March. So Congress knew he was lying. And they knew the other day he was lying. And that damn chairman of that committee fawning all over Fauci made me want to throw up.
Well, I want to thank you to our panel, Steve Malzberg, host of Steve Malzberg Show, Steve Abramowitz, host of Heartland Journal, and Carter Clues, president, Constitutional PAC for this Constitutional Rights PAC. Thank you so much for having this conversation. We need more of it so that hopefully we can get some legislation passed that prevents this from happening again.
Thanks, Scotty.
You know, very few names can make my blood boil, like the mention of Anthony Fauci. As a broadcaster during this time, I watched my industry crumble and stop questioning what was happening. Rather, they just regurgitated what was told to them. As a mom, at the direction of the scientific community, I watched my children's lives come abruptly to a halt. Their education was suspended, and their sense of security vanished. But probably the most surprising was as a voter. watching fear tactics be used to shut down the election process. Our political conventions were honking horns in a parking lot, and our election laws became amended to reduce the integrity of the election. Sadly, from a legislative perspective, little has been done to prevent America or even the world from repeating the same devastating situation where freedoms were quickly relinquished, all in fear. However, I do believe this charade did open the eyes of many, especially those in the younger generation, that not all conspiracy theories were just theories. And blindly trusting anyone in power in a crisis can have more of a mortifying result in the long term than the predicament at hand. This has been Perspective. Thank you for watching.